Mugabe, who ruled Zimbabwe for 37 years following the end of white minority rule, has died. He was 95 years old. Mugabe leaves behind a complicated legacy after years of increasingly autocratic rule. Residents in Lagos, Nigeria, had mixed reactions on Friday. Here's one man.
He's passing away. It's really sad. Really sad in the sense that the position his profile ends up with is quite disturbing. You know, for a leader who have had so much time in office, and only for him to end in such a, will I say, having so much negative retaliation. So it's quite disturbing.
Mugabe was initially hailed as a liberator of his country. As the years went on, however, he was often criticized for human rights abuses that included the beatings, torture, and killings of his political opponents. Former British Labour Minister and anti-apartheid campaigner Lord Peter Hain.
What was so tragic about Mugabe, and he is a case study in how somebody who can come to power amidst great hope and preaching noble ideals ends up betraying all those ideals of the freedom struggle and consigning his country to economic bankruptcy, to murdering and intimidating.
The military forced Mugabe to step down as Zimbabwe's leader in 2017. The African National Congress issued a statement mourning the death of Mugabe, who, it said, passes away having devoted his life to the service of his country and his people. The AP reports U.S. employers added a modest 130,000 jobs in August. This is VOA News. Hurricane Dorian has weakened to a Category 1 storm after generating tornadoes and flooding roads in the U.S. states of North and South Carolina. Early Friday, Dorian made landfall over Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, before moving out into the Atlantic Ocean on its trek up the U.S. East Coast, with maximum sustained winds of 150 kilometers per hour. Thousands of people in the Bahamas have begun the long and painful struggle to rebuild their lives following the onslaught out of the hurricane. Dorian was an extremely powerful Category 5 storm upon its arrival several days ago. This woman says, as helicopters fly overhead, people lost everything where she's from in the Bahamas.
The survival of Hurricane Dorian, which is really indescribable. There's no words to describe the experience. I know from my area that I live in, Gambier Point, basically, everybody lost everything.
International search and rescue teams are spreading out across Abaco and Grand Bahama Islands looking for survivors. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam said on Friday measures announced this week to help restore order in the Chinese-ruled city were a first step. This as thousands gathered outside a subway station in renewed protest after months of sometimes violent unrest. Meanwhile, the agency Fitch has cut Hong Kong's credit rating on foreign currency borrowing, citing the protests. Pope Francis landed in Antananarivo, Madagascar, on Friday. The Pope starting the second leg of his six-day trip in Africa. Francis received military honors and was welcomed by the country's president, Andry Rajoelina, and his wife. The environment is expected to be high on the Pope's agenda as he visits the continent where Catholicism is growing fast. The World Health Organization has reached an agreement with Facebook to direct millions of users to WHO sites where they can get accurate information about vaccines. WHO spokeswoman Fadela Shaib tells VOA misinformation is a global health threat that could reverse decades of progress made in tackling preventable illnesses. Shaib says the WHO is now turning to Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
This is the way people now get the information they need. They will not go directly to the WHO website or read a newspaper. They will go to social media and see what people are saying about vaccines or other things.
We have more on this story on voanews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
This is Border